Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hour 2 presents the Purple Insider, Matthew Coller, fresh off of his trip to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. How are you doing this evening, Matthew?
I'm doing well. I think that the talented Chris Tubbs is going to have to change that intro again to be J.J. McCarthy pretty soon.
Well, you know, it's funny because he did mention before you came on about the fact that we still have Sam Darnold in the intro, and he said he was going to keep it until, you know, we understood that he was officially no longer going to be back. So is that what you think is the deal, that this team is – it's J.J. McCarthy's – it's his time to shine?
Yeah, I mean, I think Tubbs is doing the right thing. It ain't over till it's over, but – you know, what I wanted to see when I went to Indianapolis and Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi Adofo-Mensah went to the podium was just how they talked about J.J. McCarthy. I knew how they were going to talk about Sam Darnold, which is they were going to say we're very proud of what he did. And, you know, O'Connell didn't use that same line that he had said a couple times about earn the right to hit free agency because, well, you know, he's probably been reminded that they can franchise tag him, and maybe it sounds like it's contradictory or something, but that he was going to praise Sam Darnold. But, you know, last year when they drafted J.J. McCarthy, Kevin O'Connell looked at us in the room and said, you know, you guys push to start McCarthy before he's ready. I'm going to do it on my timeline. I'm going to develop this guy. We're going to be patient. We're going to trust in Sam Darnold. He gave, you know, the whole nine yards. And so what I was waiting to hear was any sign of him telling us to be patient about J.J. McCarthy, and there was no sign of that whatsoever. In fact, he went out of his way to tell us that J.J. McCarthy is on track to start the offseason program on time as expected. And then also, you probably noticed on social media, several Vikings reporters found out the same information that J.J. McCarthy is back up over 200 pounds after everyone had noticed him on the sideline looking a lot less than that. So everything is pointing toward J.J. McCarthy will be the starter, but it's not what's going to happen. It's how it's going to happen, because, you know, I think the Vikings went to Indy and went out each night looking for Vegas Raiders, Tennessee Titans, Pittsburgh Steelers, all those guys, to find out, will somebody give them a draft pick in this year's draft for Sam Darnold? Because they have to decide whether to lay the franchise tag him on in the next couple days. And if teams aren't going to do that, then they could get caught holding the bag. But my guess is if he is franchise tagged, that means they found out and already have worked out some sort of deal with another team to trade Sam Darnold.
Do you think that that's a possibility that they go ahead and do what you just alluded to?
I think that is the most realistic possibility, because when you look around, okay, there's this Matthew Stafford thing. It's not even 100% sure that he's getting traded, but oops, he bumped into Tom Brady, who's now running the Raiders in Montana. What a coincidence, right when he's supposed to be seeking a trade. So coincidental. But You know, that is one option for these quarterback needy teams. And then there's Sam Darnold, and then there's a bunch of crap. I mean, there just are not any good options. I mean, there's, I'm sure, some opinions about Cam Warren, Shedeur Sanders. I don't think anyone thinks those guys are ready to be franchise quarterbacks tomorrow. And then you look at the rest. You got your Daniel Jones, your Justin Fields, your Russell Wilson, your Kirk Cousins. I mean, Carson Wentz and Jimmy Garoppolo are still backups in the league if anyone wants to play that game. Do any of those options sound anywhere close to a quarterback who was just top 10 in the league in quarterback rating and won 14 games? No, of course not. So I think the Vikings have enough leverage to make that sale, and not to mention that the salary cap went up, but the franchise tag number did not. So suddenly the franchise tag makes up like less percentage of the salary cap. So if there was a team that's trying to fit that franchise tag underneath for a trade, well, it's a little easier to do now than it was before. And if you're the Vikings, all you need to do to justify it is get a third round pick, because that's what they would get as a comp pick. And if you're trading them to the Raiders, if you're trading them to the Giants for a third rounder, that means you got something in this year's draft that you really needed, when otherwise you wouldn't have gotten until next year if you even got it. So I think that that is the direction this will go, but how it plays out, where he goes, what the return is going to be, all things that need to be figured out very shortly.
Talking to the Purple Insider, Matthew Cowler, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And let me get back to J.J. McCarthy for just 1 second, because you mentioned and referenced his weight, and he's back up above 200. That makes me feel good. Or a little bit better about JJ, because I got to tell you, man, late in the season when they panned to the side, I can't remember which game it was, but they panned to the sideline and everybody's like, is that JJ McCarthy? And it was JJ McCarthy. And I'm like, dude, he looks so skinny and he looks like he's 14. It was kind of scary.
You're right. And, you know, we had seen him around the locker room and had the same observation about JJ McCarthy. And, you know, there was also the second procedure on his knee, which I had been told was pretty routine and swelling happens and things like that. But when you hear second procedure and then you see him losing all this weight, then you think, well, remember, he's not even, what did he just turn 22 in January. So if they were to be patient with him and stay with a quarterback that just won them 14 games, you would totally understand that, right? And it's not over. And I guess it still is in the realm of possibility. I don't see it now after the way they talked about it at the combine, but if they did decide to stay with Sam Darnold, I mean, that's not insane. Nobody would like it, but all that would mean was that JJ McCarthy was not ready to go physically. But the fact that they are going out of their way to tell us how ready to go physically he is, to me, means they're preparing us for JJ McCarthy is the guy starting day one of OTAs, and then off we go into the JJ McCarthy era. And you know, that means off we go into the free agency, too, with a ton of cap space and a chance for this team to really revamp their roster, strengthen their roster around J.J. McCarthy. So, it is, you know, an interesting situation with his recovery. But one thing that we have to remember, though, is pro athletes at 22 years old are not normal at all. They're freaks. You know, I mean, like, can a guy gain 30 or 40 pounds of muscle in an off season? Well, you know, not you or me, but JJ McCarthy, apparently so. So, it sounds like everything is on point for him right now.
Outside of quarterback conversation, what were the two most discussed or asked about things that you saw with regards to Kevin O'Connell and Kwesi?
Guards. We all love talking about guards. And, you know, the Vikings may have taken a blow today because it was reported that the Chiefs are going to franchise tag Trey Smith. But that could also mean that they're looking to trade Trey Smith. That does not benefit the Vikings, because what would they trade someone for Trey Smith? They have used all their draft capital and they're looking to gain some, but they only have four draft picks. So I wouldn't be surprised if Kansas City does pull a tag and trade. There's also a possibility that they could cut Joe Tooney, who's on the older side, for them instead. But, you know, I think they want to try to keep their pieces there in Kansas City. So that was a hit. But it's clear from Kevin O'Connell that they are not planning to roll back This tackle that we've developed for a couple years, he's going to play guard now, or we're going to sign some guy for $3 million and just hope and pray. I think O'Connell realized when they played the Rams and they got their tails kicked, I can't do this anymore and succeed in my offense. I can't not have a running game or any sort of presence on the offensive line in the run game where, you know, if it's third and two, you got to pass because there's no way you're getting 2 yards. Like, they can't play that way anymore and expect to win in January. And they also, you know, they drop back deep. They throw the ball deep down the field. It's a lot of seven-step stuff. You saw Darnold hold on to the ball a lot. Well, that's also how O'Connell wants to play. But you can't have an average offensive line. You can't have mediocre. You're going to have above average. So that approach is interesting. Will they play in the draft? There's a couple tackles that might move to guard. There's a couple of high-ranked guards. There's free agent options still out there with some veterans like Kevin Zeitler or Brandon Scherff. You know, there's a few different options there. But about half of the league is looking for guards. Like, look how many teams were connected with wanting Trey Smith. It truly is about 15 teams could make a really good argument for the top guard. So I think there will be a ton of competition. And you know what? The number of executives and coaches that I heard in Indy saying, hey, you saw the Super Bowl with Philadelphia and their interior offensive and defensive lines. That is what is in vogue this offseason, and the Vikings are in need of both of those things.
Hold up for Kwesi getting a contract extension. What do you think is going on?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. So it was a little odd for us. We've done things a certain way, the reporters, with the Vikings in Indy for every year that I've ever been there since 2017 was my first one, and it was done a little differently this year, and it wasn't the same level of access. And so there wasn't as much of an opportunity to ask some of those questions, which was curious to me, and there was no announcement. They don't have to announce that they've extended their general manager. I don't know why you wouldn't, but they don't have to. So as of right now, shrugs. I don't really know what to say about it because, you know, it's not like
it's weird.
Season starting tomorrow, right? But it is like we are so far away from next season starting and him going into the lame duck year. But it is weird because you get the Schefter report the same day, the same hour as KOC, and Schefter reports that Kwesi Adofo-Mensah is on the way, and then we've gotten radio silence since then, and then more limited access with the team at the combine. It was curious. It was very curious when it comes to this.
Can you confirm or deny speculation that you had said to Jordan Schultz that, you know what, you know, look, man, Ian Rappaport, he wants smoke. So he's over there in the Starbucks. Why don't you go ahead and run up on him? He wants all the smoke.
And I'll tell you, man, you know this. These things happen all the time.
They sure do. All the time.
All the time in media. There are conflicts. There are yelling matches. There are people cussing each other out.
Oh, I've had a few.
About stuff.
I've cussed a few people out.
There's no way you could be in our business and have not done that or have not been in altercations. There's just too much stress, too much ego. You know, everybody is, you know, looking for their piece of the pie. And then with, you know, Schultz, he's kind of trying to be in that conversation with Schefter and Rappaport. They've owned the space for so long. And look, we all believe Jordan Schultz, though, right? Like, we all believe that this chance meeting in Montana is not a chance meeting in Montana, right? I mean, that Matthew Stafford was going there to meet with Tom Brady. And then, you know, Rappaport's coming out, and I respect the heck out of him, but he's coming out and saying, well, you know, the agent's saying this, and, oh, they both just happen to be in Montana. You're like, I don't know, man, there's a smell test here.
In Montana, of all places?
I mean, every damn state in the whole country, and they both pick that one? So anyway, I don't know. It was, you know, it's a thing that does happen, especially when, you know, Rappaport has really owned a huge percentage of the scoop world for so long. But for the fact that someone reported it, you know, Mike Florio on his website actually going out of his way to report the altercation is high comedy, man. And, you know, I was watching on the plane back because I just got back. Because I get way more out of watching Daniel Jeremiah talk about prospects than I would in Lucas Oil Stadium. So I was watching on the plane on NFL Network, and they were laughing about it on NFL Network while the guys are running 40-yard dashes. So it's kind of the talk of the town for this one.
You don't have to name anybody, but have you had smoke in the Twin Cities?
Not exactly. Okay. I had a media member lose it on me over an opinion, and I was very surprised. Like yelling.
It happens.
And I was totally out of nowhere, though, something that didn't involve that person at all, and then they just started yelling at me, and I was very surprised. But it got, you know, I just kind of walked away. But other than that, no, the Twin Cities is a little different than where I came from. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up in my media career in Buffalo, where it was happening on a daily basis in that media market. It's on the, you know, on the east side of things. But in the Midwest, I find that most people just say it to other people behind your back rather than to your face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
why I was so surprised the one time it happened.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I can totally see that. I just, you know, for me, I get along with basically everybody, but every now and then, man, there'll be a little bit of a, you got to check somebody. You got to say something. And I'm just kind of, I don't do the disrespect. I respect everybody, but sometimes you got to check it at the door. And to me, it's better. It's better to check it at the door, get it out the way, and then you know, because I just don't like the whole going behind people's backs and no, we'll just confront it head on, and then we'll move on with the rest of our lives.
Right, right, and truly, I mean this. Since I've gotten here, I mean, I feel like this media is as nice and respectful and stays out of each other's way as you're ever going to find in the country for a media market this big. And I have been treated so well. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to keep covering the Vikings, really.
Except for, you know, when they're talking behind your back and you don't know it.
Well, yeah, I don't care about that. You can say whatever you want. Just don't bother me with it, right? Yeah. But no, truly, the amount of support that I've gotten from our media, you don't see a lot of this kind of thing. But, you know, I don't know that the egos can even fit in a Starbucks between guys like, you know, Jordan Schultz and Ian Rappaport.
It's funny. All right, so, man, over the next couple of days, you're going to be fixated to all of the workouts and stuff, right? Like the combine times and the position players and all that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, just tonight, for example, Derek Harmon, a guy from Oregon as a defensive tackle, really caught my attention. He's somebody I know that the Vikings met with and had a lot of production at Oregon, and then his workout was absolutely outstanding. So what you're looking for is, it was phenomenal. I mean, I know this is silly, but I'm watching him move, you know, around cones and stuff, and he ran a sub-5:40, which for a defensive tackle that's well over 300 pounds is pretty darn impressive. And so I'm watching him going, you know, that looked pretty nice. And I know the Vikings want to be able to rush four more often. We talk all the time about the blitzes, but they know that anytime you blitz, that means you're opening up a hole somewhere else. They want interior pressure. So I think that Harmon is a guy to really keep your eye on. But, you know, the running backs are really interesting, too, because there's about 15 of them who are intriguing. And I think the Vikings could really look at running back, offensive guard. So, you know, the biggest thing truly is, and I've heard this from, let's just call it team sources, about Daniel Jeremiah, that he's always the guy to listen to. The most informed guy, a former scout. If you want information on prospects,
he's good.
He's the guy. He's the best guy to go to. So I love to sit there and just listen to him. I'm watching the 40s with everybody else, but really I'm just listening to him talk about prospects for a couple days. So that's always great.
Yep. Hey, always a pleasure to have you on, Matthew. I appreciate it, my man.
Thank you very much, Henry.
All right, Matthew Collar. Check out his fine work, Purple Insider. Fresh off the plane in Indy. And he deny starting the scrum between Jordan Schultz and Ian Rappaport.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, there's a perfectly logical reason why they met in Montana. I mean, they had to have watched the show Yellowstone, and they were looking at the Dutton Ranch, and they were trying to figure out, you know, what was the best way for John Dutton and Jamie to settle their issues. And one team was Team Jamie, one team was Team John. And I think when you're fighting over Yellowstone and the Dutton Ranch, I mean, that's
what you're going with.
Yeah, I mean, that's the serious stuff, man. That's the stuff that feuds are made of.
Coming up next, we've got Bite of the Night right here on the Lake Show. All righty, let's get into the Bite of the Night. And the Bite of the Night is a guy that this year, I think his reputation's actually taken a hit. And that is Danny Hurley. He's the head coach of two-time back-to-back defending national champion UConn Huskies. He's a hell of a coach, really good recruiter. He's passionate. I mean, and that's to be mild about it, right? Like, that's an understatement. As a coach,
he get a little fired up.
I think that this year, though, his reputation's taking a hit because he just comes across as a maniac. Like, he seems like he's the 2025 Bobby Knight. That's the way it comes across. Now, I'm not saying that he's grabbing players by the neck and all of those type of things, or he's throwing chairs on courts and stuff like that. But he seems like he's full of himself, that he's riding the ego too heavily right now. I'm the best in the game. He's yelling at referees and all this stuff. It's like, dude, take a deep breath and calm yourself down. The fact that he's acting in this way and we hadn't seen this previously, maybe it was because we weren't paying attention to him as much, or maybe he's feeling himself now when he's like got way too much confidence in his abilities. But I could never see him coaching an NBA squad. Like, his name was up for the Lakers job, and it sounds like they actually had offered him the job and he turned it down before they ended up settling on JJ Redick and all that. So I don't know, man. This guy just seems he's a little bit out there. Well, he was being asked at a media availability about how he's dealing with the press, and he was being asked about him and his team dealing with the press, as in basketball terminology, the press, like pressure. He took it as the media press, and he got extremely defensive.
I mean, I think the press has been an told to me the whole year. I thought you meant just people acting far worse than me. What was that? I didn't know what you were talking about there. I'm sorry. You know, it's basic things. Like, you have to know how to get open.
He immediately got defensive, dude. Like he cussed immediately. And everybody in the room was like, whoa. We're talking about the actual
talking
press.
About basketball.
And he immediately was like, oh, I jumped the gun.
Yeah. He made an innocent question very uncomfortable. Because then as a member of the media, you're like, well, what are we supposed to do? Like, we know that, you know, he's not had a good relationship with the press, feels like the victim, but we're talking about basketball. And, I mean, kudos for trying to turn it around, but, I mean, that tells you immediately. That was a little bit of the truth serum right there. So he unintentionally kind of told you how he really felt. And you know what? Now the press is probably going to know, so the press will be more aware to not bother Coach Hurley.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, at least they won't be winning a national championship this year. I guarantee you that.
Three-peat?
No chance.
No.
No chance. There's a good chance that we'll have a topic that will elicit some opinion coming up next, because I'm going to give you what the worst opinion that you could ever have in the year 2025 is. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Some opinions you guys like, some you love, some you hate. The worst opinion right now that I think a person could have on February the 27th of 2025 is when people say this. I don't really get into politics. When people say stuff like that, it's a massive tell to me. To me, you are afraid of dealing with real-world issues. Because when a person says they don't want to get into politics or they don't care about politics, they don't want to talk about politics, politics is unavoidable in our world. Policies, the way things are crafted in our society, the way that we move around and operate, like, you can't run away from it. People try to ignore it. People that will bury their heads in the sand and not want to deal with it at all, 9 times out of 10, they are privileged and they know that things that happened, for the most part in society, won't negatively impact their lives. Most people, though, would look, and it's not to say that everybody has to agree with you about whatever, or disagree with you, whatever the opinion is, right, wrong, or indifferent. The bottom line is you should care about what's going on politically. I think that when some people say it, it's just a cop-out because they don't want to have to address things that other people are talking about in society that are impactful and meaningful and involve all of us.
I think some people, when they say, I'm not into politics, I think they just don't want the confrontation.
Yeah.
And that's because I've got family members who are like, I'm not into it. Well, I know you are because of what I see and what I hear, but you don't want to mention it because it's going to get into a discussion. Now, whether or not you want to get into that discussion, you know that's what's going to happen. But there are some people out there that they'll say it and they're like, well, both sides suck. Everybody's awful. And it's just that's it. Or, you know what, I really don't care. Just because they say that.
Both sizing everything is not going to get your life into a better situation.
No, but I don't think. I think some people, when they say, I'm not really into politics, they'll just accept the results of whatever. Like, if they didn't vote for, you know, if they didn't vote last year, then they're just like, well, you know, hey, this is just what's going to happen and I'm just going to have to deal with it. I think some people just throw their hands up and say,
but that's a privilege thing. That's a privilege thing.
But a lot of people don't. I don't think people look at voting as a privilege, though. I don't think that voting for some people.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about the act of voting. I'm talking about the privilege of the life that you live, that you know that you've got a certain amount of wealth or things going on in your world, you're in a position because of maybe your family, because of your job, because of whatever, and you know that you are, I don't want to say immune, but you're in a safe space. And, that's what I'm saying.
And maybe that's true. I don't know of a lot of people in my inner circle that are in that I'm safe bubble no matter what.
That's you. There are, I know people that are in that space.
Okay, see, and that's good for them. If you can get yourself to a point in life where you don't have to worry about every little thing that happens, like you're going to be okay, but that's a great place to be.
No, I don't think it is a good place to be. I don't agree with that at all. I think that's a bad place to be. I don't care how much money you may have in this life. If that's where you are mentally, where you're detached from everybody else because you say, hey, yeah, my family's worth $70, $80 million.
It's not going to affect me. I'm not worried.
I could never be that person. I don't care if I was to hit the Powerball tomorrow night or Saturday night or the Mega Millions tomorrow night. I'm still going to feel for people that have less than me.
Yeah, and that's great. Like that's a very good, that's a very woke thing of you to say. But there,
I see what you did.
There are individuals out there that they're not safe because of the income or the tax bracket wherever they're at. They just are not bothered by if I don't vote or if I vote. I don't care whatever happens. I'm just going to roll with it.
Even though negative things could be coming down the road for that person, they just don't care.
They don't think about it. There are individuals that don't, and I see it in my small town where I'm from. I'm very familiar with it. And maybe it's just my experience, but thinking about the future, thinking about 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years, 5 years. We're just solely focused on the day-to-day. If I voted for Kamala and I wanted this, it may or may not happen. I voted for Donald Trump. He says he's going to do this. Okay, whatever. If he says it, he's going to do it. It's not going to bother me until it does. If that makes sense. There's not a whole lot of thinking about what the repercussions, how my life is going to be affected until it actually happens. There's, I'm not saying that's a bad way to live. I'm just saying people are focused on survival day to day, and some people aren't thinking about what is the world going to be like, you know, in a year or 2 years or 5 years. It's just such a foreign concept.
Hey, Rod in Wisconsin, he says, Henry, what did you accomplish Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today? If I don't approve, you're fired. That's him taking a shot at Elon Musk.
And oh, I like
with
it,
the employees.
Rod.
I like that. That's a good one, Rod.
Rod, what did you accomplish? Okay.
Hey.
No, but, Rod texted us his bands, I think, when we were talking about like easy listening or something.
I like Rod. Rod's a P1.
Rod's good people.
Love Rod. But I just could never look at my lot in life and view everybody else's lot in life as disposable. If things are going to go south for people, I'm going to feel poorly about that. Even if I'm going to another level. I'm the type of person that when I'm going places and things are going well, I want to take good people with me. I do. I want to pass along some good luck to other people and uplift other people. I just don't want to sit around and just, okay, yeah, let me count my dollar bills, and I'm not worried about anybody else. You guys over there, you can suffer in silence, and I just don't. I bring it up because it's not just financial, but also like being aware of the political landscape, being cognizant of it, talking about it. To me, that elevates your mind. It's education. People that don't want to, I think that some people don't want to deal with politics because they don't want to have to deal with having those deep-rooted conversations and articulate what their point of view is
yeah.
because they feel it's a waste of time.
Well, and
they don't want to be that invested.
Yeah, in. And I think there are people that they know the bare minimum enough to have a surface conversation, but
like
when
tears.
But when it gets down to it, if you're pressed on some of those, there's not a whole lot because it's taking bits and pieces of information and kind of having people decide what your point of view is.
Almost kind of like the if Jesus didn't if he tried to immigrate illegally, he's out of here. Jesus.
Yeah, it's a frustrating time. It is, but I do think there's something behind people don't want to have those conversations. Because,
but do you think that we're in the world today that anybody should actually view themselves as being in a place where they shouldn't care? I think we all should.
We all should.
I'm not trying to force it down people's throats, but I'm saying I think that just naturally as a human being cognizant of your surroundings, you should.
I think people care. They care about the things that they are told are important. We are told certain things are more important. We're told immigration is very important. The border is very important. We're told that the economy is very important. And we're told this is what it is. And this is what it's going to be if we decide to go in a certain direction. But beyond the very surface part of that, there's more underneath that people aren't getting to.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that that's a place that people really do want to get to because it's uncomfortable for people to get into those meaningful, deep conversations because nobody wants to get into a conversation and feel like they don't have anything from their point of view. And that's I'm talking about anything you're talking about, whether it's politics or sports or weather or, you know, if we want to sit here and talk about the whatever, like we're just talking about this from the base of politics. And when you're talking about, oh, well, you know, people should care. I think people care about themselves. There are some that can only look at it through their lens. Mm. And I don't care what happens to my neighbor. As long as this doesn't affect me, I don't care.
Yeah, I hate that.
And I think that's a difference, right? That's a difference in thinking between the two parties. There's one party that is, you know, woke, which to me is just empathy and compassion and thinking about others. And there are some that think about how is it going to affect me? Well, it's not about you. It's about us as a whole. But I do think
it's a collective thing.
It is a collective thing. But I think that there are people that unless it affects me, I'm looking at it through my lens. And that's I understand it. I'm not saying it's right, but I understand it.
Headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Headlines, headlines, headlines. Christopher Tubbs with headlines. Tomorrow, Christopher Tubbs is out. That means it falls on Lindsey Brown.
Yeah. She'll do a great job with it. I've no doubt. I've no doubt.
You're going to miss a couple of in-studio guests tomorrow.
I am. Well, tomorrow it's a pizza and Mario Kart.
Nice.
With my 14-year-old. So, mom's going out of town, so guess
that's
what?
Dope.
Party and Mario Kart at the Tubbs Castle.
Party! Party!
That's right. We get to get the good stuff now that mom's going to be in a different time zone. Can't wait for that. But I got to get up at 4 o'clock.
Why you got to wait till mom get out of town to have all the fun?
Because she doesn't like to have the same kind of fun we like to have.
Wow.
Yeah. She doesn't party like we do. Hey, the Red Wing School District has canceled a Black History Month event featuring Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison due to what they call concerns over significant disruptions. Superintendent Bob Jacek announced the move in a letter to parents and faculty Wednesday, and he did not elaborate on what disruptions were anticipated. Now, Ellison has been outspoken about his opposition to President Donald Trump's initiative regarding deportation and transgender athletes, was set to speak at the Red Wing High School today in an optional assembly for students. Now, the event was meant to celebrate historic achievements of Black leaders, particularly those who broke through barriers in public service, according to the school district. Ellison is the first Black person to be elected to the statewide office in Minnesota. In his letter, Jacek said the district's, quote, community commitment to uplifting the voices and experience of our most marginalized students remains steadfast. Wednesday, the White House released a memo that called Ellison and two St. Paul officials out for public statements they made about local law enforcement not needing to cooperate with federal efforts to arrest and deport non-citizens.
I think it's a weird place to be in when you're concerned about outburst. Like, it's the attorney general of the state. Like,
yeah.
Red Wing, what are we doing here? Come on, people. I don't get it, man.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't understand it either when you're talking about.
And I heard Jason talking about it earlier, too, on his show.
To the attorney general.
Yeah, it just.
Of all people, I thought you would want the attorney general there. Hey, let's go down to the business here.
Henry. Cop.
Yeah. Elon Musk said Thursday that Verizon's efforts to provide a critically needed upgrade to their FAA air traffic control system is failing. And he said that it's important that Starlink, the unit of his SpaceX satellite rocket company, take over. He said to post on a social media platform X, the Verizon communication system to air traffic control is breaking down very rapidly. The FAA assessment is single-digit months to catastrophic failure, putting air traveler safety at serious risk. He said the situation is extremely dire. That was not immediately what the FAA risk assessment Musk was referring to in his post. Earlier this week, the FAA confirmed that it's testing 3 Starlink terminals. Musk said those terminals were sent to the FAA at no cost to the agency or the taxpayers at this time. He added that the shipment of terminals was done, quote, on an emergency basis to restore air traffic control connectivity. Now, Verizon said another company, not Verizon, is currently running the FAA systems currently in place. Verizon contract for $2.4 billion was awarded by the FAA 2 years ago. The agency says it's designed to usher in a new era in national air system and administrative telecommunications. Washington Post, citing 2 unidentified sources, reported Thursday that the agency was on the verge of canceling the contract and giving it to SpaceX. Now, such a motive could face legal challenges, as canceling federal contracts is a complex process, can take a year or more, the paper reported. It would be a large financial award for SpaceX at a time when Musk is leading the Trump administration's effort to make massive cuts in federal spending, including staffing spending at the FAA. contract would also raise new questions about the conflicts of interest for Musk's role in recommending cuts in agencies with which his businesses have contracts or which have regulatory oversight of his businesses. And the FAA is among the agencies that could oversee the operations of SpaceX.
It's all about money, Elon. It's all about money, man.
Yeah.
You got more money than anybody could ever, ever, ever have. And you just want it all, don't you?
There is nothing about Elon Musk that is telling us that it is about waste and fraud.
Yep.
This is all about mining.
He is the fraud.
This is all about mining for new contracts.
And I don't trust Elon Musk as far as I can throw him.
No.
And that ain't very far.
No. Even me with my arthritic shoulder and my couple of surgeries, I still wouldn't throw him far at all. Hey, and finally, the Chicago Teachers Union has reacted to CM Punk, Phil Brooks, a friend of mine, wearing a CTU shirt when he appeared on the February 24th episode of Monday Night Raw. Now, why are we talking about this? Well, Punk, who's from Chicago, was involved in the opening segment of the show in Cincinnati, leading into their premium live event, which is Elimination Chamber this Saturday. Punk came out wearing a Chicago Teachers Union shirt, which the union responding on social media. CTU wrote, quote, "We're proud to see the best in the world showing love for CTU. We don't tap out. We're fighting for nothing less than what Chicago students and families deserve." CTU website describes the organization as follows. Chicago Teachers Union is an organization of educators dedicated to advancing and promoting quality public education, improving teaching and learning conditions, and protecting members' rights.
I love teachers, man. You know that.
Yeah, to me,
you love to see this.
I do. And what's interesting about it, and the reason that I brought it up, is that WWE, now that it's owned by TKO and Endeavor, which also owns the UFC, which is now going to potentially start a boxing arm of it as well. These performers are now getting a chance to voice their political opinions on these shows. For somebody to come out not wearing any, a gimmick, so to speak, the CTU, the Teachers Union, I just thought it was very odd, but it's also very encouraging that we're getting these individuals, they can show love to their hometowns and to what they believe in terms of rights. And I thought it was great, and it's not something that I thought I would have ever seen in that entertainment business. But good for them for letting CM Punk rock his hometown and what he believes in.
Coming up next, now that we're done with headlines, a guy that will be featured on Fox 9 at 9 o'clock this evening, he joins us next. You've heard it before, Charles Holman from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. He joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.